Hello and welcome back to the Star Family Wisdom podcast. I'm Jenna Layden, the founder of Star Family Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about crop circle activation and ET contact. And this is teeing up a conversation that is to come in one of our next episodes, a conversation that I'll have with our sacred geometry instructor, Nadi Hanna. But before that conversation, and before you hear from her expertise on sacred geometry and crop circles, I wanted to share a little bit about my personal experience working with sacred geometry and crop circles. And I can thank Nadi for a lot of this, because while I had already been on this spiritual path and studying different ways of shifting energy and activating new connections with Star Family, I had not gone very deep in my work with geometry. And when we work with sacred geometry, we are working with a structure that provides the right harmonics for our body, our consciousness. Sacred geometry represents the fundamental structure of space-time in our universe. It represents the perfect harmonic ratios that are meant to be in place for us to be able to navigate this physical existence in alignment with the higher divine plans that are in place. Sacred geometry represents how energy flows through the universe, or how it's supposed to flow. And we start to see sacred geometry show up all throughout nature, all throughout the cosmos. You can start to see the pattern of sacred geometry in all things that exist. And our personal energy field represents this perfect geometrical structure, or it should. But as humans on this planet, we're carrying a lot of distortion in our energy fields. We are, in a sense, heavily programmed to be out of alignment with the divine plan. We're programmed to stay in this state of separation, right? And so when we're operating in these lower vibrational, like lower emotional states of living, we start to create distortion in our energy field that actually affects the geometry of that energy, which then makes it even harder for us to connect with our higher selves, our non-physical team, our star family. And so when we start to work with sacred geometry, we can start to repair our energy field and how our brain is wired. So sacred geometry also has the power to unite the hemispheres of our brain, to synchronize how the two hemispheres of our brain are working. And one thing that we know to be a truth in our universe is that we need perfectly balanced masculine and feminine energies to be able to activate our godlike power, to be able to activate our Christ consciousness, to be able to activate that clean connection with the higher realms. So sacred geometry helps our brain do that, because one side of our brain is the masculine side, one side of our brain is the feminine side. And again, because of the culture and civilization we have grown up in, we've largely, most of us have been operating really heavily out of the left side of our brain. And we want to incorporate a more balanced way of operating. And so sacred geometry works at every level. It works with our brain, it works with our energy field, it works with our emotional body. And coming back into a state of harmony is not always an easy process, though. So when I first started working with sacred geometry, I was engaging in a lot of other healing practices. I was already, you know, on this path, like I said, already becoming a shaman, already clearing energy in various ways and restoring my energy field, restoring my blueprint to the structure it's supposed to be. But there was still a lot of work to do. When you think about the thousands of years of distortion that we're carrying, the ancestral trauma that is living in our fields, we've got a lot of reprogramming and a lot of reharmonizing to do. So sacred geometry started to do that for me. So one of the very first times I started working with it was one of Nadi's sacred geometry classes, and we drew the Sri Yantra. And she's going to talk about the Sri Yantra in the upcoming episode, but the Sri Yantra is really special because it is something we can work with in our manifestation practice. And I had been developing some vision boards, some new, you know, life visions, you know, written down for myself, and had been in this just new phase of manifestation for this new phase of my life. And I was doing that. I took Nadi's Sri Yantra drawing class, and before I knew it, all of a sudden, sacred geometry was showing up on my vision boards. I had another friend who started gifting me some sacred geometry drawings that I could keep in my house. All of a sudden, it's like the universe was taking notice and was like, work with this more, utilize this, bring it into your practice. And it was at that time when I took that drawing class with Nadi and I started working with the sacred geometry that the doorways opened up for this to happen, for this podcast, for Star Family Wisdom to enter its next phase of business. And it's now obviously not a coincidence to me that some of those activations started to occur after working with the geometry. Another fun incident that is more of this like deeper healing process that occurred was when Nadi gave Sinead and I a crop circle overview. So for those who listened to the podcast last season, Sinead was our season one co-host. She's not co-hosting this season, but still very much a part of Star Family Wisdom. And Nadi was with us here in Sedona. She gave us this crop circle class that we thought was just going to be this fun, you know, 45 minutes of looking at crop circles. Well, a week prior, since Sinead was going to be in Sedona, we had set the intention for ET contact. We had talked to our star families and said, you know, we want a contact experience. We want to meet you. We're doing the work to get ready, and we want something more. You know, we've had various experiences. We've had enough experiences to get us to the point where we are absolutely acknowledging and accepting and have integrated these beings, this ability to make contact as part of our reality. But we wanted more. I want to see them right there in front of me, right? Consciously awake. And we haven't gotten there quite yet, but we're close. And what happened during this crop circle class, I think, was partially an answer to that call, but also was this moment of understanding some of the additional healing that needed to happen before a more conscious contact experience could occur. So we had set these intentions for contact. Nadi says, hey, I want to do this crop circle class with you. And we're like, okay, that sounds awesome. Let's do it. Nadi comes over, and you know, it's beautiful. We're staring at the crop circles and just, you know, having these like profound moments of connection, like feeling connection with life, with each other. And again, that's, you know, what sacred geometry does. And crop circles are a representation of sacred geometry. So, you know, we were coming into that state of oneness and that state of connection with source, with energy, with each other. And At the end of the class, about 40 minutes into it, I started bawling. I had this huge spontaneous emotional release. I felt this just fire in my crown chakra, like a bolt of energy had struck me and just released a bunch of pent up stuff that had been in me that needed to come out, that needed to be shed so that that harmony could come back into my field. So immediately, you know, we know an activation has occurred and that there's this just really intense releasing that's happening. Well, that night I slept with a crop circle under my pillow. So, you know, this is like the level of working with sacred geometry that we're at now. We've graduated from drawing it to now putting it under our pillows at night to activate our consciousness connection with source, with our higher selves, with our star family. And something did happen. I need to do a regression to know exactly what happened that night because it's not totally clear to me. But I woke up with a really profound message that had been delivered. And it was telling me to go watch a certain movie that then later became really important and pivotal in my journey. There were some things in the movie that I needed to know and needed to see. So I had gotten this message delivered from, I think, Star Family. Watch this. This is important. You need to, you know, take these next steps. So message came through loud and clear. I kind of wondered if maybe there was a visitation. Not sure. We'll find out at some point. I'll get regressed to that night. And I can tell you, I have been visited since I've been in Sedona. The last regression I got, we explored one night that I had upon like coming into the awakening state, right? Kind of coming out of that deep delta and coming into the theta brainwave state when you're kind of in that lucid dreaming in between state. I saw two mantis faces right in front of me, and then boom, I popped, you know, into a waking state of consciousness. So in the last regression, we went back to that night to explore what that was. Was that a dream? Was that just, you know, an image that got put in my mind? And I experienced in the regression as, you know, myself at that time on that night, I experienced them visiting. I experienced my mantis, you know, friends and family showing up to check in. So I'm guessing that may have occurred also on this crop circle night. We'll explore that at a later date. But the next 2 days were really intense. When we go into contact states, those are altered states of consciousness. Very much like, you know, moving into a past life, you know, regression or hypnotherapy session where you have to go into an altered, deeper state of consciousness to be able to make clean contact and to be able to allow the right energetic connections to occur. So the next 2 days resulted in us having to cancel all of our plans because we were in such an altered state of consciousness. We knew something was happening to us. We knew that some sort of connection had been activated that night. And I'm getting chills now. They're validating it. So something happened that night where we got so activated and the three of us were together. So there was power in the number of three as well. We're working with the sacred geometry. I have this major crown chakra activation and emotional release. I get the message in the middle of the night. Sinead also has some strange things happen, you know, during the nighttime and upon waking, kind of remembering aspects of dream time that didn't seem quite normal. And then we were in this really altered state of consciousness for like 2 days. And for the first day, Sinead and I barely talked to each other because we were needing to be in our own space and just allow whatever was happening to happen. And it became clear to me at a later date that, one, we had asked for contact, two, we had also been asking for support, you know, in our healing journey and in our ability to come into harmony as a group and with each other. And we also knew that there was further, you know, healing to occur. And so by, you know, being in that intentional and open place, we got what we asked for, and the sacred geometry helped facilitate it. So that's an example of the type of experiences that can happen when we work with sacred geometry and crop circles. So if you are ET curious, if you are contact curious, if you are even on the path of just wanting to clear energy and come into a more harmonized, balanced, higher vibrational state of being, crop circles, sacred geometry, all the way. So we have a couple of ways you can start to work with that if you're new to it. Nadi is now offering crop circle classes with Star Family Wisdom, so you can check those out on the website. You'll see upcoming ones that you can sign up for, and these are on Zoom. We'll come together in the evening once a month and look at crop circles and talk about the phenomena of crop circles and what we're learning about crop circles, and then, you know, have whatever activation experience wants to occur. We'll also be offering an 8-week live drawing course with Nadi, so you can work with her in person on Zoom to learn how to draw the shapes and you know, create beautiful geometrical designs that you can use as art or use in your meditation practice. Just the act of drawing the geometry is this like elevated meditation practice. It works with your brain differently than just looking at the sacred geometry. So those are some ways you can start the process. I also have a free sacred geometry meditation mini course on the website. So if you just want to get started with some meditation and just ease into your sacred geometry practice that way, check that out. You can sign up for free. And know that as we start to activate, you know, these new potentials within us, we're also activating dormant DNA. Right? So we know that there's a significant percentage of our DNA that has kind of perplexed biologists and scientists for many years. It's been called junk DNA. And we're now starting to understand that junk DNA actually is just DNA that hasn't been activated yet. And humans have supernatural, what we would term supernatural. Humans have supernatural capabilities. We are meant to experience a different version of reality. We are meant to experience what most people would call magic. And since I've been on this journey and have been doing the work, which is required, right, to get to that point, it is work for, you know, part of the time we're in it. When we do that work, we can start to experience some really miraculous, incredible transformation. And we can start to receive from the universe in different ways, in more ideal ways. And the process of releasing all of the distortion that we've been carrying in our fields and in our minds can be heavy, you know. So as you start to explore sacred geometry and crop circles more, just know that if you have an emotional release get activated, that's a good thing. It doesn't always feel good, you know, when you're in it, because you're feeling what heavy stuff is needing to be purged from your body. But that process is so freeing. It is so important and so necessary for us to ascend and to rise to that next level, right? So we oftentimes bypass, you know, certain aspects of the healing process. And, you know, as humans, we don't want to feel the uncomfortable stuff. We don't want to feel the heavy stuff because it doesn't feel good. And releasing what has been stored in us is necessary. And, you know, we can also think about, you know, when we're in that moment of feeling something we don't want to feel, feeling that darkness or that sort of thing, we're actually in the womb of creation, right? So a womb is a dark place, and the seeds of our intentions and the things we want to manifest and create and grow in our lives, they can't germinate if we're not willing to go into the darkness, right? Because seeds don't germinate in the light. They germinate in the darkness. And there's a gestation process that happens, right, with what we're creating in our lives. And so we can actually bring power to the things we are wanting to create and manifest in our lives by being willing to go into some darkness and release the darkness that's inside of us. And as we, you know, do that process, we're going to feel a different level of perception, a different level of perceptual abilities, because so much of the distortion and trauma that we've been carrying from our civilization, from our ancestors, that has affected our neural networks and our brains. And that has, in a lot of ways, prevented us from establishing the higher functioning neural networks that are possible. So that's one of the beautiful side effects of allowing these rebalancing, reharmonizing processes to occur, is that once you get out of that maybe less ideal state, you start to see things differently. You can start to see beyond the illusion of the physical. So again, as humans, we're meant to be operating with a much more heightened perceptual state than what we've been operating in. But to achieve that heightened perceptual state, we've got to heal all the stuff we've been carrying. So again, another shameless plug for sacred geometry and crop circles. There's also tons of other practices you can engage in as well, but the sacred geometry really just layers on that extra level of support in the healing process. And it's something that I have found to be, you know, hugely transformational. You know, we also can think about sacred geometry as helping us connect with the archangels that are there to support us and guide us. We can think of sacred geometry as, you know, being a portal through which we start to work. So, you know, when you think about the idea of like portals and time travel, that's not like a machine we're going to build. It's actually sacred geometry, and it's actually learning how to align our consciousness in a way that provides the ability to travel in a consciousness state, not in a physical state. So we can time travel with sacred geometry. We can create portals through which we access the higher dimensions, portals through which we can astral travel. I'm also just now making the connection that I think some of my astral traveling experiences started after working with the sacred geometry. I was really close to having some profound ones prior to that, but they started afterwards. So this is interesting now that we're talking about this. There have been some other activations I hadn't quite connected the dots on. So we want the ability, right, to open these portals in the right way. We want the ability to connect with the higher dimensions and call in the support that we want to have as we're navigating this life experience. And, you know, we can think of sacred geometry as like the telephone to the higher dimensions. Nadi talks about this one incident in a class that happened, and she'll probably talk about it in some of her upcoming classes, where this woman, you know, had lost her husband. and was very much, you know, wanting to connect with him in the spiritual realms, but, you know, just hadn't quite found the right, I guess, avenue for that to happen yet. And she came to one of Nadi's classes and said, I heard that sacred geometry can help me do this. Like, how do we do this? And it was the using the vector equilibrium, which is the geometry that represents the zero point of creation, the portal through which we can connect to the quantum field or higher dimensions. So they were working with, you know, the portal. And sure enough, after the class, she had a really profound experience connecting with her husband, and then her whole life changed forever. She was able to move on. She was able to live, you know, a really beautiful life with his blessing and with his support, knowing he was there. And, you know, these are the sorts of healing experiences that, you know, we all need. We all need this ability to connect on deeper levels. We all need this ability to be in connection with our source, let alone each other. So sacred geometry brings us back to that. So again, this is one of the aspects of my journey that I have found to be so incredible, which is why we, you know, offer it on Star Family Wisdom, because everything we offer and share and give to you for support on your journey comes from our journey. It comes from our ability to make contact, to go through our healing process. And we want to be able to offer you what has been supportive for us. So if this was something that piqued your interest and you want to go a little further with sacred geometry, tune in to one of our upcoming episodes where I'll be talking with Nadi Hanna, and we'll talk a little bit more about her experiences and how she got activated to work with crop circles and the geometry. And then also check out the notes, the links below, where you can sign up for her upcoming classes. We have a free masterclass on the 4th where she's going to be talking all about sacred geometry and her experiences. Join us for that. And then you can also check out her upcoming programs. So start working with sacred geometry. That's the PSA of the day. And I hope that you are having an amazing start to 2023 and that your intentions and dreams are manifesting beautifully. I'm holding intentions for all of you to experience your highest version of 2023. Comment below if you have any questions about sacred geometry that we can answer in our next episode. Leave us a review if you're on the podcast apps, and if you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss any of our upcoming videos. Okay, bye for now. I'll see you in the next episode.